Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Bowing to local pressure, the U.S. government is releasing Trinity River water to protect salmon. Yurok, Hoopa, and Karuk tribes had feared that diverting water to inland farmers would kill thousands of salmon. Congressman Jared Huffman said he's happy that the government saw wisdom to releasing the water. Still, government officials maintain that the water release is no significant change from their methods of regulating Northern California water supplies. California farmers inland had been saying that they needed Trinity River water to protect their crops, and the government had sided with the farmers, saying they would have to see dead fish before they would act on salmon concerns. Congressman Huffman said there is still lots of work to be done for a long-term water management plan. The river water issue became critical with this summer's drought. While hundreds of local tribal leaders are making their voices heard in Sacramento about the water issue, the County Department of Health has issued a warning to residents that blue-green algae has now bloomed on the Trinity, the Van Dusen, South Fork of the Eel, and Mad Rivers. Low flows and warm temperatures are the perfect medium for the algae, and combined with nutrient runoff, the algae blooms grow very rapidly. Visitors to local rivers are being warned to use caution, particularly with dogs and young children, because the toxins in blue-green algae can be deadly if ingested. Smoke jumpers from Redding have been deployed to Delnard County near Gaski after a small fire was reported on Thursday. It's been named the Bear Fire, and so far it's a small blaze of about an acre, but it's burning in a remote and heavily wooded area. Airplanes have contained the fire with retardant, and smoke jumpers were deployed on the ground to work on containment, and two helicopters have been called in as well. Due to the nature of the terrain, no engine companies or water tenders have been deployed, and it's believed the fire was caused by lightning. An unhealthy air quality advisory has been issued by the Air Quality Management District for Willow Creek, Hoopa, Garberville, Wichpeck, and Orleans, as smoke from the July fire near Happy Camp affects the area. The July complex of fires, comprised of more than 20 separate fires, has burned more than 34,000 acres and grew rapidly this week as the fires jumped contingency lines and spread. Lightning from thunderstorms on Monday started new fires, and heavy smoke from the fires is the reason for the poor air quality control locally. The countywide anti-DUI task force, comprised of 8 local law enforcement agencies and the CHP, will be back out in force this weekend to continue the focus on removing impaired drivers from local roads as we head toward Labor Day. In Fortuna, a DUI checkpoint will be conducted somewhere within the city limits on Saturday night beginning at 6 o'clock. Drivers will be checked for a driver's license and signs of impairment. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Every cloud has a silver lining, and Supervisor Rex Bone has good news for Humboldt County. Despite its drought and weakened economy, Bone said that we may have lost the timber industry, but we are better off economically through the drought than other regions of the state. That, he said, is because the county has one valuable resource left, water.
As we have 60 to 70 million gallons of water available to us that was supposed to be used for industrial use. Now we treat it, and it can be used for the people that are using. So, and they're actually going to sell water on the open market and can do it to these people that need to buy truckloads to get by.
Rex Bone also said that the Bayshore Mall is prospering in the wake of apparent money problems elsewhere. It bought the Ray's Food Place building next to the mall, and Bone said that could mean a new store complex.
They said that they're having great interest in it as a whole and breaking it up into 3 15,000 square foot shops.
Humboldt County Supervisor Rex Bone appearing on Talk Shop this week. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dave Silverbrand.